was your reaction? You were a pretty staunch supporter of Coach McAdoo. What was your reaction to him getting fired?
Very surprised.
Pretty upset?
Upset? Down, yeah, I would say that. Upset, nah. It's a business. You gotta always consider it as a business and can't get upset about things like that. I mean, Coach Mack was a great coach. Looked up to him. He had a great conversation. Had a great chemistry. And sorry to see him go.
Do you think it's, in a way, it was on the players that he's fired at?
Yeah, it was definitely on us. It was more the whole organization, just players-wise, not playing good, injuries, people just couldn't get back on the field, not playing good defense, not playing good offense. All three phases was down. We was not playing what we was doing last year. We was not doing what we was doing last year, and something had to change, I guess.
You sense this is kind of a wake-up call to the locker room?
That could be a good way to put it. People take it as in anybody could get cut. This is a great organization. This is it's all about business here, and it's always about winning. And if you're not winning, something's going to change. And if it's a player, it could be a coach. So,
you said you kind of players felt you let McAdoo down. Now Spags is the head coach. I know the guys here really like him. Do you at all see this last month as kind of showing him that he's the guy if you guys play well?
That's a good question. I don't know. We have to see how it goes. I know he's a fantastic coach. I'm definitely as a D coordinator. It's kind of weird to see him as the head coach. I give him a little grief for it, but it's cool. It's different, and I know the defensive guys definitely going to play hard. And he's on all us now. Like it's kind of a different feel on how he's doing things.
Is there any extra incentive to? I know you want to win games, but to play really well this last month, you know, in support of him.
Support of Spags. Yeah. I think not just in supporting the Spags, but at the same time, just as in the organization, as in the team, as in yourself, you want to play good for this last month because at the end of the day, you don't want to put no bad film out there.
Have you noticed any difference in him being out there as the head coach as opposed to him being the D coordinator?
He got his head coaching cap on, I tell you that much. I think it's a big difference. He's kind of like making things, if something's not right, he make us redo it right then and there, or we'll definitely come back to it. It's a little fast out there now. And then, what else? There's a more competitive feel out there. He's trying to get us to be more competitive now.
Because it also seemed like he switched up the schedule, too, a little.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did that. I'm used to one schedule, been in that schedule for 2 years, so I definitely see how it goes. It's my first time changing something. The older heads are used to it, so we'll see how it goes from there.
As someone who spent their entire pro career under a Steve Spagnuolo defense, what sort of energy and what sort of lessons can he impart on the rest of the team as he takes on this challenge of head coach?
I would say pride. Just understanding pride is the biggest thing. He always in the tradition that he's embedded in us. Just knowing that this place has a lot of tradition behind it and a lot of pride behind it, and we plan for not just ourselves, this organization, and the guys that came before us. So just living up to what this organization has bestowed before us.
So this could be kind of like the firings, could be kind of a wake-up call. Why do you think a wake-up call was needed, and why do you think that it might be a wake-up call for guys in here?
Because, every guy, some guys might get complacent, some guys get comfortable. You have to understand, man, you can go any moment. And I guess that's the feeling that he wanted to inform us by.
Do you feel like that's the case in here?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know about if that's the case of how he was trying to do things. But I mean, at the same time, you're looking at it from the business side, anybody can go.
But do you feel like there is a wake-up call in here that's kind of guys saying, anything could happen now?
Yeah.
Landon, you're still dealing with a banged-up roster against a Cowboys team that beat you in week one. Mm-hmm. How much better prepared are you, if at all, to play them this time?
I think we're better prepared. Now the only thing we have to get used to is that Dak is pulling the ball a little bit more. I guess because Zeke not there, but he's pulling the ball now. We have to worry about him running the ball. Usually he doesn't pull. Other than that, the guys that we have on the field, we got to kind of stern. We have a sense for each other, and we're playing fast. I'm used to the guys that we've been playing with the last 8 weeks, so I think we're going to be really good.
Will there be extra, Eli back at quarterback, a new coach? Do you expect there to be extra emotion Sunday and extra from you guys?
Extra emotion?
Extra emotion just for the game and maybe more jump in your step kind of thing?
Because Eli's quarterback?
Eli quarterback, a new coach. There's obviously a lot's gone on this week.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I know we're going to come out there and just ready to play regardless of the fact if Eli's quarterback or not.
Landon, I think what he's getting at is that this stadium is probably going to be really buzzing, whether it's because of Eli or because of what they wanted to be a coaching change. Can that be fuel for you guys at all, or is that a fantasy?
I think it's a fantasy. It's more for the fans. I mean, the fans love Eli, but for us, it's business for us. And whoever's our quarterback, that's who we have to back, because that's who we're going to go on the wall with. So at the same time, if it's Eli, Geno, or David, we have to back them up regardless.
Landon, you say it's business for you, but, you know, how do you block out everything that's happened? I mean, and just focus in on what you have to do game day. Is it tough?
It's not tough at all, man. At the same time, I mean, you got to, like, coming from being a young athlete, if I was a rookie, then it'd be different. But knowing the business side of this organization, this NFL, man, it's just, you kind of block it out by just doing your job. I mean, my job is more important to me and for my teammates and for my guys that I play on defense with than worrying about what's going on outside.